Hi, good afternoon. My name is John, and I'm calling from a recorded line. I'm trying to reach Shanika James about the
This is
NEC.
she.
How are you, Shanika?
I'm fine.
Good. I'm a legal intake specialist for the NEC baby formula lawsuit. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this mass tort lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you already have an attorney.
Yes.
Okay, did you sign with the law firm either, did you sign physically or electronically? Okay.
Electronically.
And are you pleased with the law firm service?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So unfortunately, you already have legal representation, so you can't have another firm represent you. My objective in this call is to get you signed up to participate in this lawsuit if you
Oh,
don't
you're
already have an
asking,
attorney.
do I already have someone to represent me for my? No, I'm sorry, I don't.
I'm sorry, did you say you have an attorney?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I misheard you.
Oh,
My
okay,
apologies.
that's fine. Okay, so just to confirm, you do not have an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No, I don't. Sorry
Okay,
about that.
it's okay. Are you a parent of a premature baby?
Yes, actually, I am.
Okay, and how old is your baby today?
My son is 10 years old now.
10 years old? Okay. And
Yes.
when he was born, was he provided a cow's milk formula at the hospital that he was born at?
Yes,
Okay.
I was provided with Enfamil formula.
Infant, okay. And then did he get later diagnosed with NEC, that's necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. All right. So let me just go confirm. Before I go any further, I do need to ask, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. And unfortunately, your son was provided a cow's milk formula, Enfamil, and later developed necrotizing enterocolitis. Okay. Did your son have any long-term injuries because of the diagnosis?
As far as long term, no. The sickness process was about 3 months, basically. He
It
was
was.
diagnosed on it was October 3rd of 2014, and we were let go from the hospital. I think it was December. Yeah, we were
This.
let go from the hospital December 3rd of
Okay.
2020, of 2014. Sorry.
It's okay. How old is your son? I mean, how is your son today, health-wise? Does he have any complications?
Not at the moment. No, he doesn't.
Okay, got it. And then, do you have any medical records that show proof of his diagnosis?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. And then could you provided the date of his diagnosis. That was October 3rd, 2014, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then was he diagnosed with NEC before he was provided formula or fortifier at the hospital, or was it
Oh,
after?
no. No, it was after. It was
Okay.
after.
Okay. And then how long between his first feeding of formula to his diagnosis? In other words, how long did it take for him to develop NEC after getting fed formula or fortifier for the first time?
It was about 15 days, I feel like.
Okay, so it was over 7 days.
Yes,
Okay.
it was.
And what was the name of the hospital that your son was born at?
My baby was born at Holy Cross Hospital.
I'm sorry, what is it?
Holy Cross Hospital.
Holy Cross? Okay. And where's that located?
That is actually on the south side of Chicago. It is the address is 2701 West 68th Street,
Okay.
Chicago, Illinois.
Got it.
60629.
Thank you. I found it off the internet. Okay, Holy Cross Hospital. That's where he was born at.
Yes.
Is that also the hospital that he was diagnosed with NEC?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Bear with me here. So it's 2701 West 68th Street. That's
Yes.
Chicago, Illinois. And he was born there and he was diagnosed with NEC at the same location. Thank you. And then you did answer this question already, which is he was fed Enfamil. Okay. And then since your son's a minor, you are the mother and legal guardian of your son, so you have the authority to file this claim. Okay, very good. And then your son is alive today?
Yes.
Okay. And then already confirmed, you do have the authority because you're the legal guardian, mother, you're the biological mother and legal guardian of your son?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay.
I am.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, we both
okay.
are.
Thank you. And what was the gestational age of your son's age at birth? Well, how many weeks was he born?
Oh, my son was born at 28 weeks, 7 months.
28 weeks? Okay, he was very early. Okay.
Yes.
And then now, when did he receive the diagnosis of NEC? Was that while he was still in the hospital, or was he born, then discharged, meaning allowed to come home, and then later diagnosed with NEC?
Yeah, he was born, discharged, and then we later had to return back to the hospital, which ended up being in October.
Okay.
And we were there for 2 months.
And speaking of which, what is the his date of birth, please?
September 16th, 2014.
Okay. So if I understand correctly, he was born September 16th, 2014,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
then he was discharged, allowed to come home, but then you did have to return back to the hospital because of complications, which later confirmed that he developed necrotizing enterocolitis.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, and then so let's see here. He's 10 years of age, and then by September of this year, he'll be 11.
Yes,
he's presently,
he is.
Presently 10. Okay. And do you have a copy of the birth certificate?
Yes, I do have a copy of the birth certificate.
Okay, good, good. Thank you. Now, when he was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis, did he have complications that may have continued after, like even to present day? For example, does he have any constipation or have problems digesting food?
His stomach is always, but his ever since the doctors say his stomach has just always been very weak. I don't feel like he's able to eat a lot of like meat and hard foods and stuff like that. He's always saying like his stomach is hurting. His stomach is hurting.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So that is like an ongoing GI problem. That's like intestinal, his ability to digest food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
I'm thinking that's what it is because he's constipated a lot too.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. Now, this next question is asking about referrals. Is there any other person, like maybe a family member or friend or any other loved one that you know has a premature baby that was fed cow's milk formula or fortifier and then later developed NEC? Anybody else that you know?
I think, if I'm not mistaken, my sister went through the same thing maybe about a year ago.
Uh-huh. This would be your sister?
I'm not sure exactly. what happened with her case.
Okay. And would you, towards the end of our call, I'll be providing you a text message with my contact information. Would
mm-hmm.
you kindly share my information with your sister? Perhaps I can help her get signed up for this lawsuit.
Oh, yes, of course I will. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Okay. And then now I'm going to be asking you questions about your son.
Okay.
Okay. Can you confirm his gender?
Yes. Male.
Okay, thank you. And his marital status?
Single.
Okay, thank you. I know. And then could you spell out his legal, spell the his legal name, first name for me, please?
It's A-N-T-O-N-I-O.
Okay, Antonio. Okay. And does mm-hmm. he have a middle initial?
Yes, it's T.
T as in Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and his last name?
Robinson. That's
okay.
Robinson. He's also a junior.
He's a junior? Okay, thank you. That's my next question. All right. So Antonio T. Robinson Jr.,
mm-hmm.
and he's your son. The law firm does need to request medical records, and because they do need to do so, they do need his social. Could you provide his social for me?
Yes, I can provide his social.
Thank you.
Do you want me to give it to you over the phone?
Yes, please.
Okay, one moment.
Sure.
That's something I don't have on heart.
It's okay. In the meantime, I'll ask you questions until you get his social. Now I'll be putting the agreement, the legal agreement with your name on it. And your name
mm-hmm.
is Shanika. That's spelled S-H-A-N-E-K-A. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. And then do you have a middle initial, Shanika?
T.
Okay, thank you. T T as in Tina?
Yes.
Okay, but your last name is James, J-A-M-E-S, is that right?
Yes, it is. Yes,
okay.
It is.
And you don't have a suffix to your name, like junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No, just me.
Just you. Okay, thank you, Shanika. And then your marital status?
Single.
Thank you. And can you confirm your gender?
Female.
Okay. And then your social, please.
361-887-5-00.
Okay. Let me repeat that to make sure I have it right. Did you say 361-887-5-00?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And then your date of birth?
And I have here. And mine's is 12/31/92.
12/31/19, just before New Year's Eve, December 31st, 1992.
Yep, New Year's Eve, baby.
Thank you. Yes, you indeed you are. And Antonio's social, please.
Alrighty, it is 198-11-8838.
Okay, thank you. That's 198-11-8838.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And as I mentioned to you, that the last step for us on this call would be to sign the legal agreement and the request for medical records. Mm-hmm. Anything you sign, copies will be sent to your email address. I have for your email address, I have Shanika, your first name, then a dot, and then J-A-Y at gmail.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then this phone number I'm speaking to you on, I imagine this is your number, belongs to you, it's your cell phone?
Yes, this is my primary number.
Thank you. That's 708-621-0291.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. It may seem like after we complete the signing today that we're all finished. I do need to advise you there's one final step, and it's a case verification call that occurs between you and the law firm. It'll probably happen today or at the latest tomorrow. They just want to quickly confirm that your son developed necrotizing enterocolitis after being exposed to a cow's milk formula, and they do want to get confirmation that it's okay for them to request medical records. So that way you're on the same page that they're representing you. So that's a case verification call. They'll call you by phone. When is the best time that you can be reached, morning, afternoon, or evening?
The best time for me is afternoon or evening.
Afternoon or evening? Okay. Can I put afternoon down?
Yes, that's fine.
Perfect. Okay. And then I'll need your address, please.
1365 North Hudson Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60610.
Okay, perfect. Is that a house or an apartment?
That's the apartment.
Okay. And the apartment number?
The apartment number is 466 Building 9C.
466 Building 9C?
Yes.
Oh, that's a long 9C as in cat?
Yes.
Okay. So let me repeat this address to make sure I have it correct. It is 1365 North Hudson Avenue. That's apartment number 466, and that's building 9, and then C as in cat.
Yes.
Chicago, Illinois, 60610.
Yes.
Okay. And then would you be able to provide official documents to show your parent-son relationship, for example, your own government-issued ID and a birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then you are the mom listed on the birth certificate? Shanika?
Yes.
T. James?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what about a father? Is there a father's name listed on the birth certificate?
Yes, his father's name is listed on the birth certificate.
And how do you spell his first name, the father?
It's spelled the exact same way.
Oh, that's right. I'm so sorry. I apologize.
Oh, no, you're fine.
He's a junior. That's right. Okay, so it would be Antonio T. Robinson Sr.?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bear with me. Antonio T. Robinson Sr. Okay, perfect. Now, are you aware of any custody or parenting related issues that pertain to abuse, neglect, or loss of custody?
No.
Any history of drug or alcohol abuse in the family?
No.
Okay, perfect. Did you experience any of the following issues during pregnancy? Did you have hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, or HIV or AIDS? None of the above? Okay, very good.
No.
And your son was born premature?
Yes, he was.
And he was born in the state of Illinois, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then when your son developed necrotizing enterocolitis, was that diagnosis made while he was in the NICU?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
When your son got the diagnosis or developed necrotizing enterocolitis, was that while he was in the NICU?
Yes.
Okay. When the law firm does ask for the approximate dates he was in the NICU, and I believe you were starting to provide that information. So approximately when was he admitted into the NICU?
Right after the incident, actually.
Right after the diagnosis? Or the day of the diagnosis? The same day as the diagnosis?
The same day as the diagnosis, yes. That was 10:03.
Okay, thank you. October 3rd, 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Scroll down. And then I think you said October 3rd, 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And then how long was he in the NICU for?
About 2 months, because we were discharged December 3rd of 2014.
Okay, thank you. That's actually what I was looking for. December 3rd, 2014 is the discharge date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then your son's name on the birth certificate is exactly as you provided to me, Antonio T. Robinson Jr.?
Yes, I can send you a picture of that if you like.
It's okay. The law firm will request it. Don't worry. Okay. You can hold on to it until they ask for it. Okay, bear with me here. T. Robinson Jr. And then what was his weight at birth?
He was 4 pounds, 5 ounces.
Oh, he was so small? Oh.
Yes, he was.
Okay. And then when do you, the next questions are going to be about his formula and about how he was provided formula or when he was provided formula and then what happened after he was provided formula. So we're going to start with when was, do you believe, is the approximate date he started going on baby formula, Enfamil?
So we started him on formula the first day, basically, that he was born.
Okay.
They give us the little, they're like really tiny bottles when the kids are first born, and they're Enfamil bottles. They're like super, super tiny. They're about 2 ounce bottles that they give us to feed them.
Okay. So he started feeding on Enfamil September 16th, 2014?
Yes.
Okay. And then when do you think they stopped when they took him off Enfamil?
I feel like it was October 1st.
October 1st? A couple days before his diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Got it. Okay. October 1st, 2014. And then what was the time between usage and injury? Okay, so he started September 16th in 2014. And there's roughly, let's see here, there's 30 days in September. So that's 14 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so he developed at NEC probably within 14 or 15 days. Does that sound about right,
yeah.
Jim? I'm going to put 15 days.
Yep.
So 30 minus 16. Yeah, 14 days. That's the amount of time that it took between his first exposure to the formula to when he developed necrotizing enterocolitis. Does that sound about right to you? Okay.
Yes.
And he was fed formula or fortifier while at the hospital?
Yes, he was.
Okay. And then the next questions are symptoms. So before he got the diagnosis of necrotizing enterocolitis, do you know what symptoms he may have displayed prior to his diagnosis? For example, did he have a low body temperature?
But that's what actually caused me to take him to the hospital, because it was like I can tell that he was in pain, like very agitated. Then he ended up having a bloody stool, and then there was a bit of breathing issues, and there was also some green vomiting.
Okay, got it. Okay, so we got low body temperature, green vomit. And then sleep apnea, that would be like having trouble breathing while sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you also mentioned a tender belly or a bloody stool, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Do you know if he had like abnormally low blood pressure?
I think he did actually have abnormally low blood pressure.
Okay. And then do you know if he had a slower than normal heart rate?
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you already meant, did he have a swollen or tender belly?
Yes, he did.
Okay. And trouble feeding?
Yes.
Okay. Wait one second. I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay, so low body temperature. We have green vomit. We have sleep apnea. He did have hypotension. He had a slower than normal blood pressure, or lower than normal blood pressure. He had a slower than normal heart rate. He did have a swollen and tender belly. And did he have trouble feeding? I think you answered said yes.
Yes.
Okay. And did he have constipation before his diagnosis?
No.
No. Okay. And then do you know if he was lethargic, like sleepy or tired?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Oh, your poor son. I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm glad he's alive to talk about his experience, or when he was a little baby. We could share that with his with people in the future. Lethargic. And okay. All right. So let me just recap our symptoms. Okay. So we checked off what symptoms did your son experience after drinking cow's base milk formula. We checked off low body temperature. We checked off green vomit. We checked off sleep apnea, like when your breathing starts and stops. We checked off hypotension, which is a slower than normal blood pressure, or lower than normal. I said slower, lower than normal blood pressure. We checked off bradycardia, which is a slower than normal heart rate. We checked off swollen or red tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, and dark bloody stools. Okay. Oh, no, we did not check off constipation. I'm so sorry. I apologize. Okay. And the reason why I'm not constipated is because he technically had bowel movements, but there are bloody bowel movements. Okay. Okay. And then, so that concludes those questions. All right. And then, you already answered this question. You do have medical records that you could provide to the law firm either by mail or by fax or email.
I would probably have to contact the hospital to actually get a hold of those.
Okay, that's fine, but they do have them. There's
Yeah,
medical records
so
available.
yeah, they should probably just contact the hospital to get the medical records. They should
Got it.
give them everything. They should provide them with everything that they need.
Okay, very good. Okay. And then, all right, now the next question is, this question has to do with like how his treatments and what medical procedures your son underwent because he was developed necrotizing enterocolitis, NEC. Did they treat him with antibiotics?
We did some oxygen, some extra oxygen. They also did some nutrition therapy because his stomach, like he wouldn't take any feeding or really thing. Everything pretty much irritated him. And then they also did some vitamin therapy as well, but they stopped all Enfamil feeding because we didn't know exactly what the problem was at the time.
Okay. What you're not certain about, you're not sure about antibiotics?
Yeah, they actually did give him some antibiotics
Oh, they did.
to
Okay.
sedative. Yeah.
Do you know if he had to undergo a blood transfusion?
He actually did need a blood transfusion and a
Okay.
surgery.
Okay. And he did have surgery?
Yes.
Okay. In that surgery, did they have to remove a portion of his intestines
Yes,
because
they
of the
did. They did a
necrosis?
laparoscopy and they had to move a portion of his intestines.
Okay. Did they have to put him on a breathing machine?
Yes.
Okay. Assisted. Because he had surgery, I'm assuming he probably had a Penrose drain, which is a soft rubber plug that's used during surgery, the stomach surgery to drain fluids from the wound. Does that sound about right to you?
Yes.
Okay. And we already know he had intestinal surgery. That would be the laparotomy. That's called a laparotomy.
Yeah.
And then did they have to install an ostomy bag to kind of give his digest his intestines rest while he was healing?
While he healed.
Yeah, there was an ostomy bag. You remember that?
Yes.
Okay. Ostomy surgery. And they probably used the PICC line. That's like a catheter that's used to like
Yeah, the
administer.
catheter.
Yes, correct, the PICC line. Okay, very good. All right, so that concludes the type of treatments, treatments and medical procedures your son had to undergo because of neck. And I'm so sorry to hear these things. He's definitely a survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bear with me here.
The antibiotics that he received for that was, I think it was ampicillin.
Okay, got it. Amoxicillin, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's how you pronounce it.
Okay, that's fine. They'll find that through the medical records. Okay. Oh, what a traumatic experience you had to go through, too, not just your son. Shanika, when was he last treated for any neck-related issues? Did he have to go for follow-up treatments, or did once he was discharged, was that done?
Once he was discharged, we went for one follow-up appointment to make sure everything was okay after the surgery and stuff like that, and then everything was fine.
How long later was that follow-up treatment?
It was 2 weeks after we were discharged.
Oh, it was? Okay, got it. Okay, so we said he was discharged October 1st. No, that's he was December 3rd. So
yeah.
We can say maybe December 17th would have been the last time that he was treated for any neck-related issues. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're talking 2014?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then do you know the name of the doctor that treated your son for neck?
I couldn't forget. It was Dr. Oscar Diaz.
Dr. Oscar Diaz? Okay. Very good memory. Of course, he's your savior, right? He's helping your son.
Yeah.
Doctor. You probably and where was that? Where was he located? What was the hospital that he was at? Oh, is this
Holy Cross Hospital?
That's right.
Holy Cross Hospital.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Okay. Bear with me. Okay. Yeah, Oscar Diaz. He's a pediatrician.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dr. Oscar Diaz, and this is at Holy Cross.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is he also the doctor that diagnosed? I mean, I did ask Dr. Oscar Diaz, he's the diagnosing doctor, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he also the doctor that treated your son, too?
Yeah.
Or is it a different doctor?
No, it was Dr. Oscar Diaz.
Okay, thank you. Oscar Diaz, perfect, okay. And again, this is we can get these medical records from Holy Cross Hospital. I've got
mm-hmm.
their phone number and address. Bam. Holy Cross Hospital. And the address, 2701 West 68th Street. This makes it pretty clear-cut. All right. And then you already answered this question. Were there any abdominal surgeries performed, or did the injured party experience a swollen ab? The answer is yes. So it was intestinal-related surgery. Okay. All right. And then how is your son doing today? You've already answered these questions. He does have constipation that may be linked to the NEC diagnosis.
I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time?
Oh, the question is, how is your son doing today? Doing now? He's doing well, but he does have occasional constipation?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's doing well, but he just has the occasional stomach problems.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So this is what I did. I put a note for how is the child doing now? Son is doing well overall. However, does have occasional stomach-related problems, including constipation. Does that
mm-hmm.
sound right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, now we're getting close to wrapping up. The law firm does request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures
mm-hmm.
that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically,
mm-hmm.
they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. Who would
mm-hmm.
you like to list as the emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
No, she doesn't, but she's very reliable.
Okay,
And I would
great.
like to list my sister.
It's your sister and her name.
Her name is Monique James.
Monique, Monique.
Yes, sir.
And James, just like your last name.
Yes.
And a phone number for Monique.
It's 312-599-2501.
Thank you. Let me repeat that to make sure I have it right. 312-599-2501.
Yes.
Great. And Shanika, would you happen to know Monique's address?
Yes, I do. It's
Okay.
1-3-1-2-8 South Ingleside.
Can you spell it?
Chicago, Illinois. The zip code is 60628, I believe.
Can you spell the street name for me?
Yes, it's Inglesid.
Okay, perfect. I found it. 13128 Ingleside Avenue, Chicago, 60827.
Yes,
okay.
That's it.
Ingleside. Thank you. Avenue. That's Chicago, Illinois, 60827. Perfect. Okay. All right. Well, Shanika, you do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. So I will be having you sign the legal agreement between you and the firm today, and then the request for medical records. Once we complete the signing, you and I will be done. But there is that final step, the case verification call that occurs between you and the firm, either today or tomorrow. So it'll be quick. And then once you talk, they'll begin working on your case by requesting medical records. So before I send you a text message with a link to the forms to sign, I want to take a moment to make sure I have everything correct. Unfortunately, your son did develop necrotizing enterocolitis that can be linked to formulas made from cow's milk, specifically Enfamil. He developed necrotizing enterocolitis on October 3rd, 2014. That was after being provided formula. He developed NEC more than 7 days from his first exposure to the formula. He was born at Holy Cross Hospital in Chicago, and he was also diagnosed with NEC at the same facility. You're the mother filing a claim on his behalf, so you'll get compensation for damages. You do have the authority to sign on his behalf. You're a citizen. He was born at 28 weeks. He was diagnosed after leaving the hospital. His date of birth is September 16, 2014. He's actually age 10 today. By September of next year, he'll be 11. I've confirmed the spelling of his first name and last name. We've confirmed his social. We've confirmed the spelling of your first and last name, as well as your social and your date of birth. We confirmed your email address. We've confirmed your phone number and address. We had gathered information about his usage of Enfamil, as well as his about his admission dates into the NICU. We confirmed how the formula impacted his health, like what symptoms he've experienced. We talked about what medical procedures that were performed we had to undergo for neck treatment. Everything looks good. So in a few seconds, you're going to get a text message with a link to the forms. Have you ever done electronic signing before?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Okay, very good. So this will go by quick. When you get that text, you're going to want to click on the link, agree to SMS messages, and then you'll have to agree to electronic records and signatures. Then you can start the signing by following the yellow navigation buttons, beginning with start. And then when you hit finish, let me know.
Okay.
By now, you should have gotten the text, did you not?
Yes, I just clicked on the link now.
Oh, perfect. Okay, great. Wait, 1 second here.
Okay.
Something is not right. Bear with me here. Hold on for that. Hold on just a moment, because I can see something doesn't seem to be right.
Okay.
Who is filing this claim? Mother. Yes. Oh, okay, yes. Okay, that's right. Everything's fine. You can sign. I apologize.
Okay. Okay. And I'm finished.
Okay, perfect. Give me 1 second here. What I'm doing is I'm preparing a text message to go to you from my office line because, as you know, I'm the legal intake specialist that helped you get signed up to participate in this lawsuit. So this text will serve as a record of who is the person that helped you. Also, if you don't get the phone call from the firm within a day or two, you have my contact information. You can give me a call, but I also will provide you the name of the law firm that's representing you and their phone number. So you have it on, on hand in this text message. So just bear with me as I prepare this text, okay? Again, I want to say thank you for, while I'm doing this, I want to say thank you for letting me help you get started in participating in this lawsuit. I know these are unfortunate circumstances that even brought us together for the, in the first place. But I am pleased to let you know that you're about to get legal representation from a very prestigious, experienced law firm. Once they do the case verification, they'll let us know that they'll officially accept the case. And when they're successful to get in getting you compensated for damages to include medical bills, past future medical bills, pain and suffering, loss of income, you'll get 60% of that recovery. The firm gets 40%, which is standard. Mm-hmm. In the event they're unsuccessful in getting you compensated for damages for whatever reason, unforeseen reason, you would not owe the firm anything, okay? So this is a contingency basis. They only get paid if they're successful. So it's a win-win situation for you. Okay, so the name of the firm is Pulaski Kirker, and but they use a managing agency called A4D, and so I'm going to send you a text with their phone names and phone numbers there, okay? So bear with me here. Mm-hmm. And, of course, this is going to come from my office line, so you always know how to get in touch with me.
Yeah, I have your number.
You do? Oh, perfect. Okay. I just sent you the text message.
Okay, I received this.
You got it? Perfect. Now, Shanika, we're all done, at least you and I. Don't forget about the case verification call. Is there any other questions I can answer for you?
No. Can you just provide me with your name one more time?
Oh, sure. My name is John, J-O-H-N. By the way, did you get the text from me personally?
Yes, I just received that today.
Okay, perfect. It says John Maurer, M-A-U-R-E-R. And you'll see there's my email address, and it's coming from my office line. I'm in Irvine, California.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Now, any other questions?
No, sir. That was it.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, I want to say thank you again for letting me help you, and I'd like to wish you a good day and a great week, okay? And good health for you and your son.
Yes, and thank you for all of your help.
It's my pleasure. I'm glad I was able to help you, and thank you. You take care, and if you have any questions, feel free to text me or call me, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye, Shanika.
All right. You have a great day.
Same to you. Bye.